Coach came in this year, four rookies were drafted. Terrell Pryor was a quarterback a year ago, and now he's a wide receiver. So a pretty young room in terms of NFL experience. How pleased are you with the development over 12 games?
Oh, and we have two more. So we have seven rookies in there, actually eight if you count Terrell, you know, because really in his experience, he's a rookie. But really excited. You know, for me, it's like a new adventure every day. And I think for them, it's like a new adventure every day, too, because the National Football League is a unique place to be, and it's unbelievable requirements, both physically and mentally, as well as emotionally. And so every day we deal with those things with young players who have not experienced that before. Their physical development, I'm really pleased with, and their emotional and mental development, we're still working on, you know, but no, actually they're doing a great job. And when you take into account, you know, the absence of veteran leadership in that room in terms of numbers and guys that have played 6 or 7 years, have been starters in the league that they can turn to, you know, they kind of look to each other for encouragement, and they look to each other for help and for support, and they're just tremendous at that. There's a great rapport, a great meeting room. They're like sponges, you know. They take everything they possibly can and try to transfer it into making themselves better players, and they've all done that. So I'm real pleased with what they've done and how they've tried to do it.
All right, Terrell Pryor, he was a quarterback a year ago. Now he's on pace for over 1,000 yards, your leading receiver, a top 10 receiver in the NFL in terms of yardage. Is this one of the more remarkable developments you've seen in your coaching career?
I think probably the most remarkable accomplishment was Kurt Warner. In his rookie year, he was MVP, and we won the Super Bowl, and he did a phenomenal job going. So that was pretty remarkable. Sure. I think Terrell's accomplishments and what he's done is really unprecedented, because here's someone that has not only not played that position in the National Football League, he's not played that position at any level at any time. And it's a totally different mindset. You know, he works, you know, as hard as anybody I've ever been around in terms of putting time in to learn what he has to do, and he's done a phenomenal job at that. Going from a basketball player to a quarterback to a wide receiver, the mentality of the game is different. You know, when you're a quarterback, you control the game every snap. You have the ball in your hands every time you're touching the football. As a receiver, when you really count the number of times you actually catch the football in the course of a 65-play game, there's not very many times. And the discipline that's required to play that position, and the work ethic that takes to play that position, and the energy and effort on a down after down basis is really hard for guys to learn. And he has come to grips with that, of how difficult that is from the position standpoint. I mean, his production has been phenomenal. He can catch football. He's got great athletic ability. You know, the things that he's doing are unprecedented, and I'm really excited and proud to be a part of his development, because you know, he's done something that I don't know that many other people have ever done in the National Football League.
Are we just scratching the surface with him, too? I mean, another off-season training to be a receiver and going through it. I mean, how good can Terrell Pryor be? Because you've coached some of the greats.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, and I think that's there is no end in ability for anybody, you know, if they have the natural skills. And, you know, Terrell learns something every day, learns something every week, he learns something from every game. And as that continues to go, I would be remiss to say that he couldn't develop, you know, exponentially from what he is right now. And the one thing about Terrell, he'll work hard to do it. And when you get a guy that'll work hard, and, you know, he's a smart football player in terms of understanding the game, he has a passion for the game, and he really wants to be a good player. And each year he's going to see, you know, progression in everything that he does.
Corey Coleman obviously had a great training camp, then had a little bit of a setback, started the season off very hot as well, then had the hand injury, starting to round back into form now. How would you evaluate his rookie season?
Yeah, it takes a while, you know, and Corey missed a good 3 weeks in three preseason games, and then he came back and, you know, got a little rhythm going, and, you know, then all of a sudden he's missing 6 weeks again with a broken hand, and that's hard when you're a young guy, because every week in the NFL is different. You know, every game plan is different, all the roles are different, and the people you're playing against are different, and the circumstances are different, and so he, like all those rookies, you know, they're learning every single snap, every single day, you know, every single week, and you know, I really like the way he's come along playing without the ball. He's never had to do anything in terms of the physical stresses that we put on him as a football player in college, and he's really responded to that really well. That's a foreign area for him. You know, the different kinds of routes that we run, the adjustments that they have to make, the defenses that he's seeing right now are all, you know, things that he he's learning to deal with, and every day he gets better at that. And a lot of that credit to his development goes to the guys that he plays against every single day out on the practice field. The DBs that we have work really hard, and they work well together. And I think he learns a lot from them in terms of, you know, how to get off the press and do those kind of things. So I like the way he's going. I like the direction he's going. He is another guy that will continue to get better as he gets more experience in the game. You can't teach experience. You just have to learn it, and he learns it on a day-to-day basis. And the other thing with both of those guys, they played with five different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And the passing game, most of the times receivers are evaluated on how they do in the passing game and their numbers and those kinds of things. But actually, it's a timing game. It's a timing and rhythm game. And, it's really difficult when you don't have the same group of guys together on a daily basis. Now, you still have success, and you still do the things you've got to do from a fundamental and technique standpoint. But that the rhythm and timing and the things that separate people in the National Football League, right now we haven't quite gotten there because there has been no continuity, no consistency, with the entire perimeter sure. group. So that will help greatly as we move on for them too in their careers.
Hollywood Higgins got his most extensive action this past week, kind of playing that big slot role, and looked very good doing so. Is that something we'll see more of, and how has he developed coming from a very productive college career at Colorado State?
Yeah, I'm really excited about his future. I think he's an ascending player, and since the day he's gotten here, the thing that he has always established is that he can catch football. And, we have two starting rookies, really in Terrell and Corey, backed up by two other rookies, backed up by another rookie, so there's only one ball and there's only so many plays that you can play. And we would all like to see, Rashard play more and more and more, which I think he will as these last four games approach us, because the one veteran that we have had, the one kind of unifying conduit in that entire room, is Andrew Hawkins. And
sure.
Andrew plays that third receiver. The zebra position, and with Corey and Terrell starting on the outside, you got to find a place to put Rashard in, and he's very deserving of having opportunities to do that. And the last game, we allowed him to play some extended snaps. He played 20 snaps and did a tremendous job. Really did a good job. Caught two balls and ran with the catch after the catch really well. And I think he's going to be a solid National Football League player, and I think we'll see more and more of him as the days go by.
Two of the other rookies from the class, Ricardo Lewis, who got a lot of playing time earlier in the year when there were the injuries to Corey Coleman, and then Jordan Payton. We haven't seen as much.
Yeah.
How are those two guys developing?
Ricardo is, he probably had the longest way to go in terms of experience and snaps out of college coming in. And he's established himself, and rightfully so, as a really solid core special teams player. And that's what we're looking for from him. And that's where, he and Jordan kind of are separated a little bit, as Jordan hadn't been able to establish himself, to be a core special teams player yet. And he has some of those skills, and I think that he'll develop in that area, because when you can only suit up so many guys on Sunday, somebody is going to be left out. And
sure.
as the case has gone on, it's been Jordan, because he had been utilized on the special teams, where Ricardo has and has made the most of his experience there and his opportunities, and as a result ends up playing more in the receiver position because he is suited up on Sunday. But I like both of those guys. They work hard. Jordan is a very, very bright football player. He knows what to do, and he knows how to do it. And I think as time goes on, hopefully in these next four games he'll have some opportunities to play, and if so, then I think he'll do a real good job.
What is your hope, or what do you want to see over the final four games from your guys?
Four wins. I think that's what everybody would like
sure.
to see. And it's like Hugh has said, it's about development. It's about improvement. It's about doing the things that you didn't do last week, maybe a little bit better the next week. And it's interesting in the league because every week is different. You play different defenses, different people, and you have a different game plan, and we've had different quarterbacks. So there's a lot of things to deal with. The thing that I would like to see from all those guys is stability in what they do, energy and effort in everything they do, and an opportunity to make plays and do something with the ball when they get it in their hands. And I think the comfort level for them is getting more and more increasingly better each week, because they're more familiar with their surroundings, more familiar with what we're asking of them, more familiar with the practice environment and the preparation, and more familiar with the goings on of the National Football League game on Sunday. So I see little things that are improving every single day, every single week, every single game, and I would hope that would continue throughout the next 4 weeks.
All right, coach, thank you very much.
Not a problem.